Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Then go to or log on to our prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, securing the day via our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram platforms. All at the Real Femi Emmanuel. TPJ members outside our clients, if you can join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, please join. But if not, whenever you wake up in your country or wherever you are, listen to this audio Turning Point first, then go to the YouTube and Facebook for the prayer hub, the consistent daily. Welcome to Monday, 27th day in April. As usual, open your hand to receive the day's prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. Day 27, 3 days to exit this outgoing month, the Monday, first working day in the week. I speak to your life from this altar. You shall take delivery of 4 major blessings before Thursday night. A miracle phone call shall come for you very soon. You shall be congratulated. Don't lose hope. All you have in mind and you have prayed about this month will still happen. This is the first working day in the week. Please anoint the sole of your feet and your 10 toes for prophetic action. God will direct your path to where your miracles are waiting. Lift up your right hand a bit to receive this. There shall be no carryover of blessings or of battles into the new month. All the April blessings shall be fully delivered. All battles shall end in Jesus' name. What are the things you have in mind or in your diary or to do this week? I decree and declare they shall run successfully well. Who is this? Billed for surgery very soon and you are afraid. Exercise no fear at all. God heals without medical assistance and sometimes he heals with it. If he has chosen to involve surgery in this case, have no fear. It shall be simple and successful. Even doctors themselves say the care only God can cure. Money shall be available. Procedure will be simple and successful. Anyone that has pain in any part of your body, or if you are on medication, lay your hand on that area. Yours will not need surgery. I want to pray for you. I prophesy, be healed. I say, be healed. Receive your healing supernaturally now in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Say amen, I am healed. A change has happened. Tell us testimony later. Who is this? You are on target job. Target not yet met, and month is about to end. I prophesy, within the next few days, you shall meet and surpass your target. If that is you, put a battle seat behind that prayer. God will honor your faith. Who is this? Preparing to write an exam or attend an interview, you will return with testimonies. You shall be successful and highly favored. April 27, celebrant your birthday prayers. May God bless your birthday and bless your new age. Good men, good people shall bless you for your birthday in cash and in kinds. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to 21 days journey in practical, insightful teachings. Through the questions and situations that people have sent in. Send yours or resend the one you sent before that we have not been able to treat, except that it should be short. Don't make it long. We can't read long writings here because of time. Just summarize it. We will share it. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. And my TPGS siblings. Daddy, before I got married, my husband-to-be then lied to me that his parents were Christians. Now I have come to realize it was not true. His parents themselves told me that they don't go to church and that they serve their own ... but that they believe there is God. This makes me feel somehow going close to them. But I bless God. My husband is a dedicated child of God. How do I take care of this, Daddy? Wow. The problem you have is that you don't have problem. It is their son you married, not the parents. And every matured man or woman chooses how to live his or her life, most times different from the parents' way of life. What I will advise you do is to be a good wife to your husband. Be supportive and be submissive to his calling and vision and work. And be a good child of God. Be fervent in prayers. Have an effective family altar. Raise your children well. And be an encouragement to him in leading the family in the way of the Lord. Love your parents-in-law as a daughter-in-law should. Don't condemn or argue religion with them. Rather, pray for them that he liked them, that his parents were Christian, should not bother you anymore. He must have done that because he did not want to lose you then. In short, overlook that and move on with him in Christ. Next, Pastor Femi Emmanuel, my daughter, I reported to you, is still misbehaving. She doesn't want to make peace with the husband. My problem is that children are involved and they are watching the bad behavior. I have been praying and trying to advise her, but to no avail. Please tell me what to do. Thanks for your cooperation. Wow, you are doing the right thing. Prayers and advice. Your daughter is an adult, in fact, married with children. There is nothing anyone can do by human power to change an adult whose character has already been formed. But prayers changes things. With prayers, fervent prayers, warfare prayers, God do touch people's heart and change them. Your daughter will change. Your concern for the children, your grandchildren, is also understandable. So let your prayers cover that aspect as well. You did not mention or talk anything about your son-in-law. I hope he is not also doing things infuriating her. Pray for them both and advise the husband to be patient, to be gentle with her, and be wise. I am writing a book that will be published very soon based on Proverbs 22, verse 6, Train Up a Child, How to Bring Up Godly Children. All parents and parents-to-be, be on the lookout for the book. The book addresses how to bring up children that will not give you issues when they grow old. So, Mom, do warfare prayers on her. You can also send her name to me privately to lay before my altar, joining you in the prayer. She will change by the grace of God, and the fears you have over your grandchildren will not happen. Be at peace, man. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm a lady of 52 years, still single. Have been trusting God for my own partner for a long time. None is coming. The ones interested in me are married men. Please help me. What am I not doing right? Wow. 52 years, still single. I don't know you, and I've not seen you. But I can say correctly that you must have suffered relationship disappointment, relationship somersault, maybe more than once. A lady is in her flowery age, between 23 or 24 to 30 to 32, 33. Men will be gyrating around them then. Now, the challenge mostly is lack of knowledge and mentoring, no guide and no understanding of when to say yes and who to say yes to. Quite often, ladies entered into relationship with wrong guys who waste their time and walk out of their lives. However, we serve a God of several opportunities. Keep your life clean, hold on to your God, be in a good church and good company. Even at 52, God will still send your own man, I believe. Wait, your man will locate you soon, your age notwithstanding. Right, we'll do more tomorrow. Broadcast this to all on your contact. Our Anna No More Delay 2026 is around the corner. The first one is this Friday, May 1. Write it down. This Friday from Dominion City, Ibadan, from 8 a.m. that day. The second No More Delay service will be June 12 from Goshenland, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, for people around Lagos. Both Friday, May 1 and Friday, June 12 are public holidays in Nigeria. Let's take advantage of the work-free days and low traffic. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Join from where you are. There shall be gathering in all Living Spring Chapel centers. Pastors, make sure it is well arranged and well announced. You will watch from all our centers. This Thursday, April 30, First, our prayer mountain weekly services we hold in all the centers, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., two services. Then later that day, on Thursday night, 30 minutes crossover vigil we hold, 10 minutes to 12 to 20, 25 minutes after 12 midnight online through our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Please connect. Write it down so you will not forget. Set your alarm clock to wake you up. We will cross over from April to May under a high anointing, 12 midnight on Thursday. Month is ending. So if you're a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, please do so. Seed this month is seed 4444. Many people are doing it and are still doing it. Don't let any month pass without doing yours. If you can, do so. Yesterday, I called on seven listeners whose faith agrees, who believe in the power of sacrifice to sow a special seed of change, my old to new, a seed of 8,000 naira. Thank God for those who have been doing it. If you did not hear yesterday, or you still want to do today, please do so. 8,000 naira, Lord, change all things to new for me. Every sacrifice turns to heaven. The Lord bless you. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and see the wonders of God. You will end this month strong. You will start the new month well. Your sacrifice, your rebroadcasting, your prayer, your faith actions, all will be working for you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.